Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to third for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer fires to first and picks off Cater. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pizarro moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pizarro scores. Buford moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Cater reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buster Narum now pitching. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Skourin bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cater moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano is hit by the pitch. Skourin moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Narum covering. It's a double play. Cater scores. Skourin moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmer and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Buster Narum. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Zimmer for a passed ball. Hansen moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duran fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Cater moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Cater moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater scores. Romano moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ron Klein now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Ron Klein. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Robinson, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.